Oh, that's right. We are right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing today, boy? I tell you what, did you see those kettles out in force this weekend? I did. I tell you what, it is, and of course, the trees are out. The angel trees are out. In fact, we made a nice sign for ours, Melody. Be an angel, help an angel.
That's right.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
It's a great little slogan, isn't it?
It really is, and we may have to steal it from you.
It's okay if you do.
Okay.
But I tell you what, we have Melody McClure here from the Salvation Army, and of course, she's the person in charge of helping with the Angel Tree program. But Melody, you've got so much else going on, I didn't realize. What were you telling me? You're going to be sending turkeys home with school children?
Tomorrow, families will come in, 50 families will come in and get turkeys and all the fixings for their Thanksgiving meal.
Wow.
And we'll send them home with them.
And you have 50.
And we have 50.
50. And after this show, you might have a few more.
That's exactly right.
If anybody has any extra turkeys
that's
out
right.
there,
send them along.
Send them along to the Salvation Army over there. You know, I think sometimes we forget how, you know, we always think of the children in the holidays and everything. But I was thinking the other day, Melody, what it means to a parent who can't afford to put together Christmas or a nice Thanksgiving meal on the table, to have that help so they can help their children enjoy the holidays.
I think I may have said this to you before, but I really do believe it's about giving parents back the dignity of sharing with their own children. I'm not giving Angel Tree gifts to children. I'm giving them to parents to give to their children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that is so, so important, because if we can get just a little bit of dignity back, then we can take that next step and that next step. Is
Absolutely.
That right?
Absolutely. I agree.
So this is what you're doing when you help with an angel tree. And I also think it is such a great way to help children learn about the spirit of giving.
Well, actually, we had an angel walk in the door just before I left the office, and a little girl had come with her mom, and the mom said she spent her own allowance on this. It was one of the things she wanted to do this year. What a great witness that is.
And done some things for them?
She'd taken a young girl her own age and
oh, wow.
bought gifts that were on the thing, and then, of course, the clothes she bought are perfect because... They're bought age appropriately by her.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that, do you?
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. We're having a great time. And Melody, I tell you what, Melody McClure, you know, this is that time of the year where you are just so busy. It's hard to find a few minutes, but I sure appreciate you coming and talking to us on the radio today.
Well, I'm glad to do it. You're right. Sometimes I feel like my head's just spinning. In fact, about 45 minutes ago, I was sitting at my desk and I said, what was I about to do? And I stopped for a moment, remembered what it was, and got to it.
And then you remembered you had to come here, too.
Then I came, yes.
Well, how many children do you have total on the Angel Tree list this year?
We have 1,002 children right
wow.
now. And that's about 415 families at this time.
Wow. And I think, Springleaf Church?
New Spring Church.
Mm-hmm. New Spring, okay. I get that and the bank mixed up.
Okay.
New Spring Church took on 300
angels. Yes.
Wow. That is terrific.
Yeah, we're thrilled by that partnership. That's going to be a really good thing, and we hope it builds through the years.
Absolutely. And then you were just telling me that you had over there at Erskine, they called and said they had some volunteers that wanted to come help and work.
That's right. 15 people who had 4 hours to give me what could they do. And so we set up our Christmas warehouse. So it's all ready to go. And we're ready for those angels to start rolling in and get them ready to go out. Well, the sooner they come in, the sooner I can get them ready.
That's true. That's true. Now, where is that going? Where is the departure point going to be for the angels this year?
That's at the old Cornerstone Medical Building just across from the hospital. And it's owned by the hospital. They're actually letting us use it this year.
Wow, that's terrific. So to have that ready. Now, if people are doing angel trees, because I know we've got a couple at the mall, where do they take the things that they get?
Those angel tree gifts come back to us at 222 Presley Street. Now, in some locations, like if they were to adopt from Kmart or Subway, they can actually leave them there at the Kmart and Subway.
Sure.
We check there daily and pick up the angels, or right here at Sharp's
Facets.
If we need to come get them here, we're glad to do it.
I noticed, Melody, I think there are 21 on my tree, if I've counted correctly.
That's correct.
And I have made the, I have said that we are going to do all of them.
Wonderful.
We are going to do all of them, whether we have to haul people off the street to help us do it. Our customers coming in the store, we are going to take care of all of these angels here.
What a great pledge. Thank you. That's so wonderful to hear.
It is. It's what it's about, isn't it?
It is.
And I know that every year you have had more than you thought that you would have. This year, I know you had a large group and you were able to take on more than you thought because of the great pledge from the church here. But everybody doesn't qualify, do they?
No, not everybody qualifies. And we do take the time to take as much information as we possibly can because we want to be faithful to those who want to donate to us. We want to make sure the families are really and truly in need. And so we do all we can. We partner with the schools who also refer people to us and just try to work with all the agencies that can help us better serve our community.
Sure. So when you pick a name off that angel tree, you are picking somebody truly in need.
That's correct.
I think that's the thing we need to remember. Sometimes I think with some organizations, I'm not sure here, but you know, we hear of cases where the person wasn't really deserving. But you vet everyone that comes through the Salvation Army.
We absolutely do. And one of the other things that we've tried to do in the last couple of years is make sure we have a time slot for people to come in who work, who aren't able to get in maybe during our regular time of sign up. So, 'cause there are a lot of people who, single moms especially, who are working those jobs and just barely making ends meet. And we want to help them do that.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Melody McClure. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Before I go, if you haven't picked your angel or angels off that tree, they are available at Burke's Outlet, Greenwood Mall, Shoney's, the Index Journal, Sharp Facets, Fats Gallery, and all area Subway locations, plus Kmart. So make sure that you go by. Make it a family tradition where you all choose children. And you know, it really is a blessing when you help out with Angel Tree program through the Salvation Army. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, and we're talking with the Salvation Army with Melody McClure here, and of course, we're talking about the angels, we're talking about a program. How long has the Angel Trees been around?
A little over 40 years.
40 years.
Salvation Army Angel Trees have begun strong.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And where how did it start? Do you know the story?
Sure. It started in Virginia. A couple wanted to help children with toys, and so they got some cards from Hallmark that had an angel on them, and they put the child's name and what the child wanted on them, and that's how it became the Angel Tree. I say that to you, but my mother as a child was visited by a Salvation Army officer on Christmas Eve with a doll, and that's how she got introduced to the Salvation Army, and that's been a lot of years ago.
More than 40?
More than 40.
I forgot that story. I think you told us, when you were on with you and your husband the very first time that y'all came on.
That's right. Yeah.
So, wow. You know, the Salvation Army certainly works in so many ways. I know Jeff has a story when he ended up in a, he was on a train. I think he fell asleep. He was in the service, was supposed to be getting off at stop X and went all the way to Chicago or something. It was supposed to be getting, he didn't have any money, and the Salvation Army helped him. Mm-hmm. This was back, I guess, in the 60s, but the Salvation Army bought him a ticket and got him back to where he needed to go. And I think it was the holidays season. So the Salvation Army is always there, isn't it?
We want to be. Yeah. We want to be for as many people as we possibly can.
And yeah. So these are the things that you hear about, and you know you can count on Salvation Army just working so many different ways. Now, you also will be helping, if this cold weather keeps up, you'll be helping with some heating bills too, won't you, Melody?
We will. During the winter months, we help people with their electric and their water and their heat and things like that as they need help with it. Through the donations of our community, just like at the Angel Tree time.
Sure. You know, how do people go ahead and make donations? I mean, this is the time of the year where a lot of people are end of the year and they're trying to make up who they're going to give to, what they're mm-hmm. going to do. How do people do that?
Just a check to the Salvation Army, and we write you a thank you, and that thank you will serve as your tax receipt. And your donation always goes to help people in this community.
That is one of the things that important because I think is so important, because you want your dollars to stay in the community.
Right.
And with the Salvation Army here, it will. So what is the address if somebody is sitting there and wants to write down the address to send you a check and maybe give them your telephone number?
We're at 222 Presley Street in right here in Greenwood, 29649. And is that correct, 29649? Does that sound right? Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay. It's over there by the post office.
Yes.
Right there on Presley.
And it's 864-980-7213. And be glad to give you all the information you need. And we take money, checks, anything you want to give. And, of course, you can always drop that in our kettle as well. And if you want a receipt, just let us put a little note in the memo line, and we'll be glad to send you one.
So people can actually, because you always think of coins being mm-hmm. dropped in there, but people can actually drop a check in the Salvation
Absolutely.
Army?
Absolutely. I wouldn't suggest it on a rainy day because sometimes the ink runs and it's...
That $100 becomes $1,000. Yeah. I understand.
Or none.
Or none. There you go. That's right.
But yes, you can drop a check in the kettle as well.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, as we go forward here and look at what's happening with the holiday season, I know that you've got a lot of things. Now, tell us how you got involved in the Salvation Army to begin with.
Well, I'm a daughter of the regiment, as they call it. My mother was introduced to the Army as a very young girl, and she grew up in the Salvation Army, became a Salvation Army officer, and I followed in her footsteps, hers and my father's.
Hers and your father's. And then your husband. How did you meet him now? That's an interesting story.
Well, he moved to Miami with his brother-in-law when his brother-in-law was going through a rough patch, and I met him there, and it was love.
Was he with the Salvation Army?
He was with the Salvation Army.
Okay.
It was love at first sight for him. Took me a little longer, but it worked out.
I like that, Melody. It took me a little longer. Yeah. I was a little cautious here.
I was.
And then where have you all been, where you have been in different places? You've been here for how many years now?
We've been here for for 2.5 years now.
2.5 years.
We have, and we were in Maryland and West Virginia for 16 years, and then out in Oklahoma, the great state of Oklahoma. We were in Muskogee, and we were also in Arkansas, which is Springdale, Arkansas, which is the home of Walmart.
Walmart, there you go. Yes.
So we've been a lot of very interesting places. But the mountains of West Virginia were very, people were very poor, and it was very hard, but we loved it there.
You loved it in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And how did you end up in Greenwood, South Carolina?
Well, 2.5 years ago, our boss called and said, go. And we said, yes, sir.
Is that how that works, Melody?
That's exactly how it works.
You have no say in this?
And we said, green what?
Yeah.
Green where? And boy, are we glad we found it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How much dollars does the Salvation Army, you know, put into this community and help? What kind of what kind of a budget do you all work with?
Our budget for our total program is a little over $1 million, but our social services program, somewhere around $400,000 a year is put into this community. Now, some of that is cash money, and a lot of it is gifts in kind, what people donate for us to then donate as well.
Such as what type of things do people donate, Melody?
People donate clothing and furniture and things like that at our family store, and many of the items are sold so that we can fund our program. But a lot of the items are given away as people come into our office and request clothing. We're able to give used clothing mm-hmm. to families in need. We also give food every day. Our food pantry is open Monday through Thursday, and families can come in and get food. One of the programs that we love to do is our senior food basket program, and seniors can come every month and get a basket of food and to supplement their retirement income and their food stamps and things like that. So we're able to do that for seniors and families as well.
You know, this is like one of those hidden programs that is out there. You don't hear a lot of noise about it, but y'all are out there doing this every day.
Well, we just go about with what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, I think I've told you before, you know, the scripture says to give a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. And so that's what we try to do.
Well, that is phenomenal. And, of course, since you moved your store up here on the bypass, that's been a phenomenal change for you, hasn't it?
It really is. It's a beautiful location. We love being on the bypass. And
every time I drive by, there's oodles of cars there, too.
Yes, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like I said, that's how we fund our program. This time of year, people, you've already mentioned it, the kettles are out there in full swing. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year is our kettle time, but we use the proceeds from the thrift store to also fund our program and be able to pay those electric bills and help those in need.
It is phenomenal how much money it actually takes, isn't it, Melody?
It really is.
I mean, when you talk about paying some electric bills and helping with food and the food baskets, the dollars just really, really, really add up. I know I've had some experience working with the soup kitchen, and they serving meals 6 days a week is a phenomenal undertaking when you're dealing with 125, maybe 150 people a day. Mm-hmm. You add those dollars up, that's a huge budget.
It really is. It really is. And I, you know, we're talking today about the Angel Tree program. People will donate over $200,000 worth of gifts for children during this time of year here in Greenwood. That's an amazing thing to me. It's over 200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and God bless us each and every one.
Exactly. Exactly. We feel the same way. We say a little prayer for all of our donors as well as for all the kids who are going to get those
items.
Yeah.
Be an angel, help an angel.
That's
there
exactly
you go.
Right.
I think that's a good way to look at it. Well, we are here with Melody McClure, and of course, we're talking about the Angel Tree program. There are angel trees everywhere all over town. Now, if somebody just gives you a call, do you still have more angels that you have need of down there?
Yes, ma'am. We have angels in the office. And
angels in the office. I love it.
Well, and mostly it's just me, but, you know.
I understand, Melody.
But we have angels, and you can be very specific. I have a 2-year-old at home, and we'd like to buy for a 2-year-old. Let us help you do that. We want to help you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can give Melody a call, and is that 229-3407?
Yes.
229-3407. If you would like to match up with some children that you have in home or grandchildren that you'd like to be able to buy for at the same time, you can help put that together.
That's right. We'd love to do that. And there are families out there who say, you know, we could really help 2 or 3 children. And I want to suggest to you then call us and say, I want to adopt a family. And we would love to help you find a family with 2 children that you can help. And some of those people who adopt a family say, well, do you think mom needs something? And we'd love to help you find out if mom needs something too.
Sure. And then even providing a Christmas dinner or some of the makings for a Christmas dinner. There's a lot of good ways to do it that really makes you feel great about what you're doing and showing your children how to help others too.
That's right. And it's something, whatever's important to you, that's what we want to help you help others with.
So just give Melody, and it's Teresa, right?
Yes.
It's Teresa down there. A call, 229-3407. That's 229-3407. And here's my advice. Get a jump on it now. I was out shopping this weekend. My God, there's some great deals on some of the things that the kids are asking for, isn't there?
There are. I've been amazed by that, too. And like the kids have been reading the ads before we have, is the way I see it.
Exactly. I think you're right. And, you know, some of the things that you might think are a little bit outlandish for some of the kids, but how necessary for their development and for school and everything, some of these things would really help some of these kids. So don't you go away. I'm Ann Eller right here with Melody McClure from the Salvation Army. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos.
So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're already back here. It is 4:36 in the afternoon. It is amazing how time flies when you're having a good time, isn't it, Melody?
It really is.
Yes. But we're talking about the Salvation Army Angel Tree Program. And, of course, I know you've seen them. And I know that you go into a restaurant or you go into the mall and you're thinking, I'll look at that later. I'll be back by and look at that later. I'm telling you what, if you do it now, you know, you'll have it taken care of. And, you know, even people are even a church group can share a couple of children or a family. There's all different ways to put this together. Two families could go in and do one child or something. There's a lot of good ways to make this work, isn't there, Melody?
There absolutely is. Anything works for us, especially when you're helping the children. So, absolutely. One of the things we ask is that you really not spend more than $75 per child, which is pretty reasonable.
Sure.
And you can get a nice outfit of clothes and one or two of their wish items. That'd be wonderful. That's what we like to do.
And you don't have to get everything on the wish part, right?
You don't have to get everything on the angel part. We give you sizes of shirts, pants, shoes. We don't expect you to buy all of that. Whatever you can give, that's what is good for the child.
That's right, because we're looking at children who might not have any Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so anything that can be put together really means a lot.
That's right. And we try to help make sure that each child gets the same amount of items in their bag. We work with Toys for Tots. We work with other toy drives. People call every now and then and say, I just want to do a toy drive for you. And I just say, I just want to take your toys. Thank you.
It's great. It's great. I know last year was a really, really tough year for the program, and I can remember giving you a call and saying, Melody, I see so many angels still on the trees around town, and then we sat down and really helped try to find enough people to come on board and help it, and in that last week, they really did come on board and help out.
Well, you know, sometimes it's because somebody forgot to bring their angel back, but sometimes, sadly, it's because those angels are still hanging on the tree that we're having to supplement those angels with Toys for Tots or a toy drive. But, you know, the great thing about the Angel Tree program is that moms actually tell us what the child might really want. And so if you can help us with one of those wish items, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And I know this year we were looking over our list of ones that you brought us here, and we saw some MP3 players and DVDs and computer learning tools and this type of stuff. And it makes you go, wow. But how does that work in today's world, Melody? You know, the lists have changed, haven't they?
They absolutely have. And our kids are computer savvy. They know how to use an MP3 player. They know how to load an MP3 player. And they know all those things. And they need educational toys. And you'll find on a lot of our angels with the children between 1 and 5, it'll say an educational toy. And that does not necessarily mean an electronic educational toy. It could mean just something that's educational and
a little challenging to them.
And that's correct. You know, even Candyland is an educational toy, you know?
Yeah.
Because you learn colors and you learn counting and things like that.
So, I mean, don't be intimidated by the list, right? Some of the things that were on there.
That's absolutely right. And frankly, if it says educational toys, it may be because mom just said, I'm not sure what they want. So that's always a good thing to purchase for them.
Sure. And I would think books would be a great thing.
Books are always wonderful. And
those don't usually make it on the list, do they?
No.
No, I'm serious. I've looked at
books.
Yeah.
Yes. And kids love books, and we don't think about that as, well, Christmas is a time for toys. Well, a book is a toy, and a book is something that, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So any other type things that you could give people recommendations, even though I know we have the angel trees and they have specific things on it, any other things that you think would be good to include in your list?
Well, I just would remind you that whatever is popular right now, you know, Despicable Me and the Minions and things like that, and Batman and Spider-Man and all those, and regrettably, wrestling toys. The boys love the wrestling toys. And the girls are asking for Monster High this year, and something called Dr. McStuffins is real.
Never heard of it, Melody.
I know. I hadn't either. And fortunately, I have the internet on my computer, so when they ask for things like that, I go to the internet and see what they're talking about. But she's like Dora the Explorer. She's a new kids program that the little kids love, and it's about girls knowing that they can be doctors in the future.
That's cool.
It's a good gift item, yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing we don't think about sometimes are some of those toys to play outside, like a soccer ball or a basketball, any of those type of things.
That's right, or football, and the kids, you know, they don't play outside as much as they used to, but you can help them play outside by giving them something that they can use outside. That's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So don't give up on those old-time gifts.
That's right.
It is amazing, but then it also is amazing how many families are coming back around to board games and things like that, and some of these kids may have never even played a board game.
I think you're absolutely right, and you say don't give up on those gifts. Well, if you don't know what it is, ask somebody, a child in the aisle when you go looking for toys.
They'll tell you.
They'll tell you, and they'll show you where it is.
You know, that's the thing about Christmas. Christmas is always fun to be out with people and finding good stuff and seeing kids in the aisles and playing with toys and trying all that kind of stuff. That's, to me, what is part of the fun of Christmas.
Well, and that's one of the ways that I go around and see what kids are really interested in, because I actually give some suggestions for the wish items. Some moms come in with a list handwritten by the children. Some moms come in with a list handwritten by them that the kids gave them. But other moms are like, well, I'm not sure what they want, but my favorite moms are the ones who say, whatever comes, comes, and we'll be glad to get it.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Now, there's another issue out there that we want to address, and that is with the cold weather heaters.
That's
and
right.
That is one of the things that they've started a drive for that. I know in the summertime you do the fans,
right?
And the Index Journal works a big drive on that. What's happening with the heater program?
Well, we're just taking donations of new heaters for families. We are always a little nervous about giving used heaters because we're afraid they might not be in as good a shape as they need to be in, and we certainly don't want to cause any fires in some of these homes that are fragile anyway.
Right.
But we're taking new heaters, and we give them to families who have no heat in their home. It's amazing. You know, people don't have the money to get their heat serviced, and so it goes out during this time of year, and so it's very important for families. And again, when they come into our office asking for a heater, we ask all the vital questions to make sure they're really in need.
Absolutely. You know, a few years ago, we were helping out with some families in Ware Shoals, and they had a child that was, I don't know, 4 or 5, and rather had been sickly all his life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they didn't have in their house was a heater. And they didn't even have the money. We ended up getting them a kerosene heater and even bought kerosene for them, mm-hmm. because they just didn't have anything. And at that time, that was the best thing for this family rather than an electric heater.
That's what concerns. Although we do take heaters and we do try to give them to people, sometimes the cost of running that heater is too much for the family to handle.
Sure.
So then they come back to us in a month later and ask us to help they pay their utility bill. And if we have the money, we try to do that.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Melody McClure from the Salvation Army. You know, if you can't go out and do an angel tree, but if you'd like to make a donation to them, if you'd like to help out with heaters, food baskets, any of the things that they have going on, Melody, what can they do?
Well, you can come to our office and donate it. I told you earlier it was 222 Presley Street. Our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 1453, and that P.O. Box zip code is 29648. And if you can't get out and buy a heater yourself, but that's what you would like to donate, send us a check, and in the memo line, put for heaters. We honor every memo line statement that's put there. So if that's where you want your money to go, that's what we're going to do with it.
That's pretty awesome, Melody. That is pretty awesome that you can honor what people would like to spend the money, even if they can't get out to do it.
Absolutely. And frankly, for some folks, they may say, I wouldn't know what heater to buy. Well, we can go out and do that. We know what heaters are best and
sure,
people are able to use.
Sure. All right. Well, we are here with Melody McClure. I am Ann Eller. We're going to be back after this great word from our sponsors who make all this possible. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and I tell you what, I am just excited and thrilled that we are helping out Sharp Facets and WCRS Radio, teaming up to make sure that we have all the families and all the children taken care of, and of course, coming up now, when exactly do you give all this stuff away, Melody, and how do you go about doing it?
Our distribution day is December 19th. And it's amazing to me, but we will help 400 families in about 2.5 hours that morning.
Wow.
We get them in and get them out.
Yeah.
But the preparation for that takes hours and hours and hours. I told you we had 15 people on Saturday for 4 hours. And every minute of that 4 hours was taken up in preparation for getting our warehouse set up and ready. So,
now, how do you do this with all the gifts and everything? Do they go in big gift bags, or how do you organize this? And do they have special times that they're supposed to show up to pick up and everything?
That's right. When a family is accepted for our program, we give them a card, and it tells them what time they're supposed to be there and to where they're supposed to come. And their card has a number on it. You'll see those numbers on those angels. That's what that's all about. And we'll get that number and we'll hand it to the family. Each child has a bag, and the bags go into a large trash bag if there are a number of children in the family, or a big huge box, or
depending on what it is.
That's
right.
Exactly right. And each family is then takes their Christmas items and goes home with them, and those items are unwrapped, because I hate to admit this, but occasionally we make a mistake, and that little girl named Mary really is not a boy. She is a girl. And so because it's right there and the parents can see it and we can see it, if there's a mistake, then we take it back and try to fix it right there and then.
Wow. So you don't want the things wrapped.
Right.
Okay.
And we physically see and touch, me and my staff physically see and touch every item so that we can say, well, we know this was in your bag, and this is what we have for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do the parents bring the kids, or do the parents come by themselves? How does this work?
No, the parents do not bring the children, and I'm very adamant about that, because I'm not giving children toys.
Right.
I'm giving parents toys to give to their children. And I say I'm talking about we.
Sure.
All of us, as we donate to these families, are giving parents back that dignity to give toys to their own children.
You know, I think so many times we don't think about that part of it, do we?
Mm-hmm.
We think about the fact that we're doing this for the kids, and I think that's really a great way to present it and let the parents do as they would like to do, whether they wrap it, whether they put it out Christmas Eve for Christmas morning, or however they like to do it.
Well, and there are several people who say to us, well, I can't wrap it. That's the most fun part of it. I say, give the parents the wrapping paper. Let them have that fun, too.
Well, there you go. There's an idea. Include wrapping paper and ribbon and tape and just have it all together there for
them.
That would be terrific.
And, you know, sometimes if a mom can't afford the gifts, she also can't afford the wrapping paper. So That's a great way to do it.
Wow. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about the wrapping paper aspect of it. You always think about how much fun it is to wrap them all up. So
that's right.
A very, very, very good point. So on that list, as you're putting it together, make sure you put some wrapping paper down or some gift bags or however you'd like to do it and just tuck it in there with everything that you're giving.
That's right. And we give it to the family, and mom can do with as she will.
Sure. Now, if somebody, you know, we do have all these lists for all these children. If somebody wants to do something nice for the mom or something, how should they proceed, even though there's nothing on there? It just says number 2050 or whatever.
Well, now, for mom, it's always easy. You know, you can get a little perfume or something like that. But the truth is that if you really want to do something special for mom, give me a call. I'll call mom and say, I have a donor who'd like to give you something. And I've done that for years and years. And the mothers that make me cry are the ones who say, well, I'd love a set of pots and pans. Do you think that's a possibility? And I'm glad to say that to a donor. And I've often said, and what size do you wear? They'd like to get you a house coat or
sure.
something like that.
Sure.
So.
Christmas PJs and a Christmas robe are just, you know, the bomb, aren't they?
They really are. And if you can't afford a heater, maybe you can afford some slippers for the feet.
There you go. There's all the things that sometimes we really don't think about.
That's right. And some of us have so much of everything, we just think everybody else does. And some people just really have to choose between that or a gallon of milk.
That's right. Or some food to put in the belly. That's
right.
So if you'd like to help out with these angel trees, there are so many good ones, and there's so many good stories that come back. And, you know, it's just it's part of the real Christmas spirit to give to others and to help out. And maybe your kids will get a gift or two less, but then again, maybe they'll be helping somebody who gets that dignity back and is able to stand on their own 2 feet, because, you know, that's what we need in this world. We need people to have the dignity to go out and take care of their own families and not have a handout for the rest of their lives.
That's absolutely right. And teaching lessons to your children to help them understand it's what our future's about. We need donors in the future as well as those that donate now.
That's right. Now I'm going to put you on the spot here, Melody. Are you guys going to be in the parade?
No. We tried.
Darn it, Melody.
We did. We
next
tried.
Year, you got to be in the parade.
They keep telling me we need to apply the day after the parade. I don't want to think about next Christmas. I'm in this one.
All right. Well, and I'm going to put it in your bug. I'm going to write it down, and I'm
okay.
going to be talking to you about doing the parade next year. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
It would
love
be
to
a lot
that.
Of fun. So the parade is coming up. Gosh, it's Thanksgiving is Thursday.
I know.
It's hard to believe,
it's
isn't
hard
it?
It's hard to believe.
And then, of course, the Christmas parade is on Sunday. And I'm going to actually be helping down there at the Veterans Center, reading all that they're going to light the Veterans Christmas tree. And I'm going to read all the names of all the veterans who have people have put in to honor their special veteran at the Christmas tree down there after the parade.
What a great experience. That'll be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
Good luck with those names, by the way. Yeah.
I hope I get the list in advance. That's right. That's right. We're going to be doing some fun stuff for the Salvation Army. I'm not going to say anything yet. Melody knows what we're talking about, but we're going to be doing some fun stuff with the Salvation Army. You just got to stay tuned right here on WCRS. If you need some help, just give Melody a call. What's that number?
That number is 229-3407.
That's right. And what are your actual hours at the Salvation Army?
We're in the office, open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4. But my husband and I are in the office, well, it feels like 24/7 right now. But
yeah.
But we answer the phone on Fridays and on Saturdays as well. So you need to get a hold of us, give us a call.
That's right. The Salvation Army has been around for so many years and doing so many wonderful things. And you always think of Christmas and the Salvation Army. They just kind of go together, don't they, Melody?
They do for me.
They do, I think, for
you.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we are here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Again, let's just go through where some of these angel trees, if you haven't seen one, you're not looking. They are Burke's Outlet, the Greenwood Mall, Shoney's, the Index Journal, Fats Cafe, all area subway locations, Kmart, and right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We want every child to have the Christmas gifts, but we really want the parents to be able to say, hey, there is an angel out there, and we were able to score some gifts for you. Isn't
Absolutely.
That terrific? That's right.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Think about the fact that send that wrapping paper, send some ribbon. If you love that part of the job, and I know I do too, send it and let the parents have the joy of wrapping it up or laying it out as Santa Claus comes December 25th. Melody, I can't thank you enough for coming out. I know you've been busy to come out, and I think it's really great. You're doing over 1,000 children this year. Over 400 families will be very much blessed by everything the Salvation Army and all of us are doing to help.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad to be here. It was a good respite time.
A good respite time, absolutely. So why don't you make some plans to pick up an angel or two? Again, if you want to do a family or you need answers, just call 864-229-3407. They'd love to give you some more insight as to how you can help with the angels you pick out or some that you want to work with, or if you can't make a total donation for one child, maybe you can help out with a partial donation. And don't forget about the heaters. After all, last night it was 21 degrees.
Absolutely.
This morning. Oh my God, if it's going to be like this, we're going to need a lot of heaters out there for a lot of people.
We are. Thank you so much for remembering that.
Absolutely. Hey, I am Ann Eller, and yes, I have been here to Salvation Army. The angel trees are waiting for you to pick them clean, so why not go out there and do it today? This is your favorite radio station right here in Greenwood, WCRS. That's going to do it for me right here in Greenwood. Melody, again, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.